Hello and welcome back. NLP is largely about movement, and primarily it's about moving from where we are to where we want to be. And it's really specifically about changing state. So it's about moving from a present state to a desired state. So whatever those states may be, and it may be quite kind of just moving from a little bit anxious to fairly calm, or it could be moving from a non-buying state to a buying state, or it might be helping somebody with a life-limiting belief, which is, you know, if I step out through the house, I'm out of the house, I'm going to die. So a really negative state that we're trying to move to a more positive state. And most of the tools and the techniques and the processes that we use in NLP are designed to help move from one state to another. And anchoring is no different. We've already talked about how a simple anchor can help you move from being anxious to being calm, or from being upset to being happy, or any of the other state changes that we've been looking at, including, you know, sober and drunk and then sober again, which is a good thing. Sometimes, though, the difference between those states can be really huge. And so what we need to do is to find another technique or some more techniques that help us move from one negative state to another one. One of those examples is chaining anchors. And I'll just explain how that works with this model. So let's imagine that your present state and your desired state are a long way apart. So let's imagine that, you know, you're moving from procrastination, which is where you are at the moment, to action, which is the desired state. And that might be quite a big jump. So by chaining anchors, by creating intermediate steps, we're chaining, moving to in smaller increments from procrastination to action. And you might choose to set fear, because fear is an away from motivation, so a fear of procrastination, perhaps. But then moving quickly into motivation, which is another forwards motivator. And then into excitement, because excitement links you more closely to an action, to a desired state. So we might choose to anchor all of those intermediate states. And the point about that is that by moving from one state to another in incremental steps, it makes it easier than trying to make a big jump from procrastination to action. And if you're using your hand, let's say, as a way to anchor those intermediate states, then you can anchor them. You could anchor them on the knuckles on your hand. So the process essentially is to anchor procrastination down here and action on this knuckle. And I know I've only allowed myself two steps in between by using these knuckles, but we could start with the thumb and run those through. So we anchor each step. Let's do that. Let's have procrastination, fear, motivation, excitement, and action. And so we do still anchor the negative state, which normally we don't do. But as a starting point, it's quite useful. If we're going to take you or somebody else to the point of action, then we need to have that negative state there as well to do a comparison with. So we'd anchor each state on each knuckle. So go through the process that you learned earlier to anchor each of those states. And then when we actually trigger them, what we do is we'll start with procrastination, and then we'll move on to the next one, and then release the first one, and then move on to the next one and release that one, and chain those anchors as we go through to get to that final state. And so that final state there is anchored. And so it helps to kind of go through those intermediate stages. So it's fairly simple process, but it is worth considering what those internal and intermediate stages are going to be, because they're the ones that are going to be really helpful. And they're the ones that you need to spend the time thinking about. So with these two, with this technique and the one I'm just about to talk about in a second, it's important to think about those steps and anchor those quite. So the preparation time is almost more important than the actual process and the delivery time at the end of it. Another technique we can use to move from present state to desired state, if the gap between the two is really big, is called collapsing anchors. And this is a way of not just changing one for the other, but actually getting rid of that negative anchor that may have been created at some point in the past. And this is how this process works. What we need to do is to think about the present state, whatever that may be. I have a couple of examples, one where one delegate was really afraid of water because of a really negative experience that she'd had when she fell off a boat, and wanted to go on a sailing holiday and wasn't able to do that because of the problems of having to cross water to get onto the boat. So the present state can be a really powerful negative state that you want to change and get rid of. So what we need to do is to move to that desired state. We need to think about the desired state. So in that, quite simply, quite often, is the opposite of the present state. So we need to create a negative anchor, which is not something we would normally do. And it's normally very easy to create that negative anchor. So let's say that, it's easy to access that negative state to create the anchor because it's something that's really close to the surface. So let's say that is the strength of your negative anchor. What we then need to do is to create a resource anchor, because the resource anchor is really important. And what we need to do is to create a resource anchor that's far bigger, far stronger, far more intense than the negative anchor. And you can probably see where this is going in that sense. So what's a resource anchor? Well, a resource anchor is something that combines a whole number, a series of powerful positive states that you can put together in one place. So I always choose a negative anchor on one hand, finger and thumb, and then positive anchor, the resource anchor on the other hand. So this is a case of asking and eliciting the states that are going to be really helpful. So, and I say states because it's going to be more than one. So it may be that being confident be helpful, being calm might be helpful, being relaxed might be helpful, me being strong might be helpful, being powerful, whatever they are. But usually four or five of these is enough, but you can't have too many. You can have too few, but you can't have too many. And when we're eliciting those and we use the same process we did to anchor those as we did in the earlier video, what we're trying to do is make it intense. So when you think or your client says, I want to feel powerful, you say, well, how powerful? You know, I want to be really, totally, completely powerful, yeah, or supremely confident or totally relaxed. So let's make them intense and anchor them each on the same finger and thumb. So we go through this process four or five times to anchor every state on the same one. Test it as normal. And then what we're going to do is the process is the kind of shortest bit, really. So we've got our negative anchor over here. We've got our positive resourceful anchor over here. And so we trigger both of them at the same time. And notice what happens. And what typically happens is that there's a real kind of confusion. I always suggest people close their eyes because it's just easier to concentrate on what's going on. But as the person watching, you can see what's happening there. And we're waiting for a kind of resolution. We're waiting for these two states that are opposite each other, essentially, fighting to try and win, trying to take over the situation. And when we look at a resolution, there'll be a physiological resolution. It could take a couple of minutes. It might take a few seconds. It might take a couple of minutes. But you will feel a difference if you're doing this yourself or if you're watching somebody else. You will notice the physiology changing. And then we release the negative anchor, but keep the resource anchor there. And then we release the resource anchor. And then we test. So test the negative one. That may have gone completely, and lots of times it does. It's just really weird the way it disappears. Or it may be that it's diminished but not completely gone. So then what we need to do is revisit it. If, you know, you want it to go completely, we revisit and we stack another resource anchor on the resource anchor. We do them both again, and that will get rid of it all completely. And what that really means is not, oh, do I have to fire my resource anchor every time I get into this, every time I climb on a boat or every time I listen to a particular song? And the answer is no. And, you know, delegates have come back to on following sessions saying, you know, I was I was driving to an interview and I was singing along to this song that I always hated because of when I heard it the first time and hadn't even realized that I was singing it. Or, yep, I had a fantastic holiday in Croatia. It was great fun. And of course, with all of these techniques, whether we're talking about chaining anchors or we're talking about collapsing anchors, we can use, I know we've talked about kinesthetic, but we can use visual, we can use auditory, we can use spatial anchoring techniques to do this. And I've done this with groups of people where we've anchored to certain spots on the floor and then walked through those spots to get from procrastination to action. We've used flip charts for here's all the positive things, here's the resource anchor, here's all the negative things, here's the present state. And then flip both flip charts over at the same time, so people are reading both of those at the same time, and then moving the negative one. So you can be creative, removing the negative one. You can be creative about how you actually set these anchors and trigger these anchors. But these are both useful techniques to help you get from the present state to the desired state if there's a big gap between the two. And just the simple anchoring, triggering a particular anchor, resourceful anchor, can be useful if the gap between the present state and desired state isn't too huge, in terms of the negative one isn't too big. So have fun with your collapsing anchors. Have fun with your chaining anchors. As again, these are really powerful techniques to use when the gap is really huge. If the gap isn't really huge, then use your simple anchoring technique. You'll find that works exceptionally well.